Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. Let's talk about diversification. Diversification is something that comes up lots of times when you're talking about any kind of financial planning. From what you see, how does the average person typically define diversification?
So that reminds me of a portfolio that I reviewed last week. A gentleman came in with an IRA rollover, and he had, as I recall, 24 different mutual funds. And so that looked like tremendous diversification. Mm-hmm. But after we analyzed it and showed him the results, the 24 mutual funds actually performed almost identically to the S&P 500. So he had added a whole lot of noise to his portfolio and a lot of fees, because some of these were pretty high-cost mutual funds, when frankly, to get the same performance, he could have bought a really low-cost S&P 500 mutual fund or ETF and gotten about the same results and saved the fees.
Now, in your experience in doing this all these years, how much emphasis do you see the average investor placing on this whole idea of diversification?
Well, I think the average investor puts a lot of emphasis on diversification. Everybody kind of has this vague idea. Everybody's heard the saying, you know, don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Sure.
But most people really don't know, because they don't have any training on how to do that with their financial assets. So they tend to load up on a bunch of mutual funds, hoping that that is going to get them diversified.
Okay. Now, in contrast to how the average investor might define it, what does diversification mean to you?
Well, so we put a big emphasis on diversifying our clients by strategy, not just by asset class. So we don't think it's enough to say you should be, you know, have a 60-40 portfolio, 60% stock, 40% bond, or a 70-30 portfolio, 70% stocks, 30% bonds. We add a third strategy to that mix. It's called tactical. And what it involves are triggering mechanisms that move more and more and more of the stock allocation over to bonds as the market deteriorates, in a fashion that gives us a clear read that the market is going to continue downward. And then the mechanism moves us more and more and more toward a stock allocation as the market rebounds from that downturn it was in. So that's called tactical, and it doesn't exist in the vast majority of portfolios that we review for people.
Okay, let's talk about an extreme situation here. Is it possible, you know, everybody's concerned about being diversified and, you know, whatever their definition is. Is it possible, even if you know exactly what it means, is it possible to be too diversified?
Well, I think it is, maybe a lot like we just talked about a couple of minutes ago. I refer to it a lot as the illusion of diversification. So people adding lots and lots of mutual funds and owning the same stock six or seven different times in six or seven different mutual funds. So I haven't taken many art classes in my educational history, but I do remember back in seventh grade art class in St. Joseph, Missouri, Mrs. Garrett was my teacher. And I remember her showing that by, for instance, mixing red and blue, you got purple. By mixing dark blue and white, you got light blue. Mm-hmm. But if you put enough colors on that palette, it didn't matter what colors you added, it all turned into black. And so we see a lot of people way over diversifying their portfolio, throwing so many colors onto that palette that it really just turns into black, so that they don't have any strategy at all. So it's really possible, even likely, that you're sitting in your car right now or maybe at your home saying, well, I have absolutely no idea whether I'm appropriately diversified, let alone whether my investments are going to perform well during the next market downturn. So if that's you, here's what I'd like to offer to do for you today. We're going to offer a complimentary financial review for your entire financial plan and retirement plan. It's called our financial CPR, our complete planning review. There's no cost for this visit. It's simply a chance for you to get an education about your money so that you can make the best decisions for yourself and your family moving forward. We found that most people don't have a real understanding of three basic things. They don't know how much they're paying in fees and commissions. They don't know how much unnecessary risk they're taking with their nest egg. And they don't understand the tax implications of their retirement savings. We'll sit down with you and help you understand all of those issues. This process isn't designed to turn every listener into a client. It's just an extension of the education that we try to offer every week on this show. So this is an opportunity for you to get answers to some of your specific questions, or maybe even answers to some questions you didn't even know you had or that needed to be asked. So we'll make some time on our calendar to visit with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.